the Wayne Ayers Podcast.
The Wayne Ayers Podcast.
Woohoo!
Time to wake your ass up for a blessed day.
Hey, Maria, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Can't complain. How are you doing?
I'm good. Just, chilly, rainy day in LA. Are you in LA? Yeah, the rain is back.
I know. It's like I leave. It's like it was just here, and then it got sunny, and then now it's back.
Yeah.
Not normal LA weather, We usually get like 4 or 5 days of rain, and then at least it's
Right? I was like,
good.
where's my sun? I moved here to get
I know the
the
rent, bills, expensive, everything's so high. I was like, I need
sun.
to lower these when it's raining. Like this should be like a rainy deduction or something.
It's vibey though. I'm trying to just like enjoy it,
Oh yeah, I might go outside and go kick around a soccer ball or something. I don't know.
There we go.
You have a big, very big week.
Yeah. The premiere happened, which was insane. I feel like I'm still in a dream and just coming out of it slowly, but like also anxiously waiting to see the thing that I've been waiting forever to see.
How was the premiere?
It was so fun. Honestly, like everything was just like what I imagined. Like the have you seen photos from it? The Egyptian theater, the way they made the whole like entrance and everything. Like there was like an appa buzz, there was like boba and like food everywhere. And just seeing like everyone after having wrapped shooting like 2 years ago was insane too. Like finally meeting some people in person was really nice, and just reconnecting with the whole gang, and it's just, yeah, I'm still wrapping my head around it, like the lights, and because this is like my first big thing. I'm just like falling into it, like without knowing what to expect, like the interviews, the lights, and ah, gosh, it was just craziness, just trying to breathe it all in and enjoy it, I guess.
I know what premiere is just like a lot of like usually you see like somebody that you probably would be like starstruck. Did you see anybody that you were starstruck like at the premiere?
I've met DDK many times. Every time I feel starstruck, he just has that aura. And I just like at one point he came up to me and was like, he came up to me. I was like, oh my gosh. First of all, he was like, he remembered me and everything, which I was like, thank you. Great. And I was like, Maria, I just want to say you're wonderful in your episode. I just want to find you tonight and let you know you did great. And I was just like, he's just his presence, like, wow. It's yeah. Who else did I meet? Oh, I met the cast of One Piece.
Oh.
They're dope. So like it was like worlds colliding, and it was, yeah, it was
That'd be
insane.
an interesting car crossover if they could
Yeah.
find a way to make that happen. That would
Yeah.
be one.
And
I'd be.
Gaten from Stranger Things was there too. We got a group photo together of like Netflix family worlds colliding. Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. Before I even get into Avatar, like I really want
Okay.
to like because your journey seems like people are not like a lot of people don't know, but I was like, yo, you have like an interesting journey, like how you even got to LA. Like, can you
Yeah.
speak on that like a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Well, I was born in Poland. My mom is Polish and my dad is Chinese. I was born there, but I grew up in Beijing all my life. I went to like Chinese primary school and everything, and I actually learned English in international school. And that's where I kind of found acting. I would go back to Poland every summer and do this like summer theater camp, like community theater. It was small, it was for a tiny town by the countryside, like literally like rehearsing on the fields and like putting up a show at an abandoned train track, and the whole town just like bring little pillows. And so that was my start in acting. I've always kind of loved it and had so much fun with it every summer. And then in Beijing, I did some theater as well. And that's later on when I, at international schools where I was like, okay, maybe I want to actually do this thing. And my parents are both visual artists, so they were kind of like, okay, we're scared because it's acting, but like we're artists, so we can't stop you. So they kind of understood that, and that's where I applied to different acting schools in the US. I knew I wanted to be in LA, so USC was the right choice, and I graduated from USC with a BA in theater. And that's where I kind of found my footing. My manager found me watching a play that I did, and then I started auditioning, and somehow right after graduating, stumbled upon Avatar, and here I am. You know, just yeah, it's been a journey kind of all over the world, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing. I know, like, you just mentioned your parents being like artists themselves. Like, is there anything that you feel like that you see in yourself while you like are seeing them, like, are seeing yourself as like them? I don't know if I'm answering this right, but like when
Okay.
you do like you're like when you're acting and everything, like, oh, I kind of this reminds me like when my mom does this, or when my dad does this, or.
Yeah, I think all kinds of, you know, artists, they all have that kind of need to tell stories and, like, you know, inspire people through them. And my dad's a sculptor, and he always,
Oh, that's dope. That's
yeah, it's dope. My mom's a painting restoration artist. She tells me, like, her profession has nothing to do with what I do, and she has no idea how I'm doing it. So I don't know. The fluff around it is very different. But I think sometimes my dad tells me, though, that, like, you know, a lot of with acting, you can't really treat it so much as, like, I'm an artist. And that this then you put a lot of pressure on yourself, I guess. You have to remember that this is something that, like, I'm playing pretend. And I think that's how my dad treats his work as well. Like, he teaches mainly and then does some fun little sculptures on the side. I think a lot of, like, the attitude that you have to deal with, like, when it comes to your profession, he's passed down to me. And you know, he always says, you know, just stay humble, you know, and enjoy the ride as it comes. And I don't know, they're all the way across the world just cheering me on. So
That's
yeah.
good. Which one do you like enjoy doing more, like at your like parents' professions?
Which one do I enjoy more?
Yeah, like which one would you like say if you just weren't
Okay.
acting, you had to do one of your parents' professions, which one would you want to be?
I actually wanted to do illustration almost. I draw a bit. So I guess it's more similar to what my mom does. Yeah, I was gonna, well, I still wanna at some point draw like a children's book. That was always kind of my route. And then senior year of high school is where I was like, actually, I'm gonna act. Like, I just like did a whole 360. But yeah, being a sculptor is dope too, though. Like, I just grew up sitting in my dad's studio watching him make crazy things and teaching classes and all that. So,
Oh, that's
yeah.
nice. No, okay, no, yeah, no, I love that. Well, Avatar's coming out this Thursday, Friday. I forgot. Oh my God,
22nd,
twenty
Thursday,
second,
I think.
twenty second,
I'm like counting the hours and days.
I don't know if it goes. I don't know if they do it like how music does it. Like at like all right, 9 p.m. is still here, but like 12
Oh,
is still the other day. I don't know if it's like that or I don't know. But
I think it's
it's
at
come.
midnight.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it, but. Yeah, the 22nd is gonna be out. Do you remember like your first time just being on set?
Yeah, it was a lot. Like, I think we shot in Vancouver, and I just, like, the nerves, like, and the excitement, like, butterflies in my stomach. Like, I've done all this prep for the first day. And I think it was, I was shooting a scene with Gordon, who plays Aang, who's hilarious. And, you know, it was like a group scene. And weirdly, group scenes are way tougher, like, where you have one line maybe is way tougher than when you have like a whole scene with another person, like a dialogue thing, because you're just in your head, like, I have one line, do not mess it up. Like, you know, and I was just thinking about it the whole time. I remember being on set, like, just like running my lines with Ian, who plays Sokka, just like, are you sure I know it? Like, just again, like that one line. And of course, the first time I said it, I like completely like butchered it. Like, I think instead of like Avatar, I said something like Aftivar. Like, and everyone just laughed, and I was like so embarrassed, but it was also like the perfect icebreaker, you know. It's yeah, it's just a bunch of kids on set having fun. So it was a lot of like excitement and nerves, but end of the day, I just remember like coming back to the hotel, like, wow, like it's happening, I'm doing it, like this is what I've always wanted to do. So it was great, yeah.
Can you talk about like how you got cast in it? Like, was it like you had to do auditions, or like was somebody already think about you for the role? Like, how did that go? How did that come?
It was just an audition like any other. I got sent the email, and it was under a code name, of course, super secretive. I did figure out that it was Suki because the sides, even though they weren't actually from the show, they're like dummy sides, as they call it. They left one line that was very specific to Suki, and I actually haven't seen the show prior to the audition since I grew up in China. Like, I've just never heard of it. But I remember watching it to prep for audition, and figuring out that I'm Suki because I just, oh, that line, oh, that must be her, and just similar like personality traits and all that. But I just ended up kept watching it because I was like, this is pretty good. Like, even after like not knowing that I got the role or anything, I was just like, well, I'm just gonna keep watching it and see what happens. And then somehow I got cast. But basically, okay, sent in the self tape, and then got a call back, and with the whole team, the showrunner was there, director, everyone, lovely people, and then it was the chemistry read with Ian, and then I got the call, and that was it. My manager called me and said, "You got it." And well, actually, we were in the same place together, and so she surprised me. She was like, "Oh my gosh!" And she actually called my other manager just to like have us all together to tell me, and I just remember Kyle being like, my manager being like, "Oh, can we talk about Maria's deal tomorrow?" Like, he didn't know I was there, and I was like, "Oh my God, I got it!" It was very lovely. I called my mom and dad right away after. Yeah,
That's amazing. That's amazing. That's so, oh, that's so cool. Cool.
yeah.
Cool. I know Suki's like just a bit like just watching it from the anime series. Like she's just a badass character. Like, so like,
She's, yeah.
how was like, did you have to train for fight scenes? Like, how was that like?
Yes. So Suki's, she's kind of her story for book one. She kind of comes in just for a little bit. So I was hoping I would get even more stunt training because I wanted to be super, super. I had some background in boxing and jujitsu and, random sports I did growing up. But with her, it was the stunt team for the show is amazing. Like the best people. Who are just like made me look good, honestly. Like, we trained the fight sequences over and over. Like, I think it was around 2 weeks of stunt training. We kind of got cut off here and there a bit with COVID. It was like, and there was some people getting sick, so we had to quarantine and all that. So I got a little more training time than I thought I was gonna, but it was like insane, like full like fights and choreos and also like stamina things. Like, I was in the gym like every day just trying to make sure the day of I can keep up, and I was so sore. Like, I was taking like baths every night, and it made it all worth it. I mean, my stunt double made everything also look really good, so you're not gonna be able to tell if it was me or her. But that was such a fun part of it, and such a big part of, I feel like, building her character, because I was just like, that's what Suki has to go through. Like, the training from when she was like 8 years old, like, being a Kyoshi warrior, like that part of it, honestly, like putting on the warrior suit and everything, like, just made me like so much more confident in like portraying her and everything. So that was awesome.
Okay. What's your favorite thing about her?
I love that she's both like a badass, fierce fighter, but also has so much heart and softness and vulnerability to her. I think, one of the fans' favorite lines probably is like, "I'm a warrior, but I'm a girl too." And I think that's the whole kind of plot between her and Sokka, of her showing him that it's actually not about your abilities. It's just your heart and being there for your friends. And being a strong person doesn't mean that you have to kick their asses all the time, but learning to forgive people. And I love her whole kind of conflict between, feeling the responsibility and duty to stay at Kyoshi Island to protect her people, and adhere to what Avatar Kyoshi meant for them in the first place, which is to stay away from the mainland, stay away from Fire Nation. That's where it's safe. That's where it's a safe bubble. And then at the same time, she's also a young girl, like wanting to experience the world and like find love and like, like all that is so true to her. And I feel like, I don't know, like a lot of girls can relate to that. Like, yeah. So I, yeah.
I know some of the characters have like changes in them. Is like Suki still like the same as like the animated version? Like, is everybody still expecting her to like still be the same, or did she have like minor changes?
All I can say is they really stick true to the original. I feel like they did an absolutely lovely job of like literally transporting the whole thing. Not to say there aren't any minor changes or added on storylines and things that just I think like will bring her personality even out more without altering the main storyline, if that makes sense. And I think that's what the fans should be excited about, kind of just getting a little more glimpses of her life. And you know, we know there's the extra character of Mayor Yukari, who plays my mom, who, you know, in the original they didn't really they have like a relationship, but I think it's cool that she gets a mom and kind of, you know, we can dive more into that family dynamic and how that relates to the gang arriving and yeah, all that.
I know everybody, like, one of their favorite like couples on the show is Suki and Sokka. How are you like in Ian like Ian's chemistry like during the series?
Ian's literally Sokka. And like he's so funny and such a goofball. Like, and I think I like feel like Suki, where I'm like proper, prepared, like ready to like stunt training 5 times a week. Oh my gosh, I need more time to like get this lined out. And I think that dynamic probably, I hope, shows in the episode where, you know, she like puts him in his place, but also helps to like all the comedy that he brings and just like the fun she also like vibes with, even though they're such different people. Ian's a gem to work with. I mean, I was so stressed out on set and just like overwhelmed by everything, and he would always just check in and be like, are you good? Like, what do you need? We can run any more scenes if you need, or the stuff like fight stuff, he would rehearse all the time, and it was just, yeah, he's a gem. I mean, yeah, it was so nice seeing him after. Well, I was home for a bit, so I haven't even gotten to see like Dallas, Ian, Gavandio, everyone in so long. So he was just like, hi, Maria, how you doing? You know, with his whole like goofiness. So I think the fans are gonna love him and love Suki and Sokka's relationship, hopefully.
I know you just mentioned you like watched the show like after kind of like this stuff. Who is your favorite character like in the show?
Okay. I love Zuko's whole like redemption arc. I feel like he's such a cool, complex character, and just like I'm so excited to see where Dallas goes with this, with the rest of everything. I actually really like Sokka. I feel like he brought so much of the comedy, even though he annoyed me at times, the way Suki would probably be annoyed at Sokka. I just feel like he was like the glue that like binded everyone together. Iroh, obviously, like
Oh,
just
yeah.
all his wisdom. I think that's like a lot of people's favorite. Iroh, he's just at the heart of it. Like every like wisdom and like saying, little warm cup of tea. I think like that's what makes the show so just like comforting. Like I'll just have it on in the background as like a comforting, you know, thing to be on the side, and you hear Iroh, and yeah, it's just, and Paul is Iroh. Like that's all I'll say. I haven't gotten to see a lot of his actual stuff, but just seeing the photos, I was like, wow, that's
No,
he did a great
I
job.
love the uncle. I love the uncle.
Yeah.
No, him, Toph is like my favorite character.
Toph is dope.
Toph is definitely my favorite character.
She's
Like,
hilarious. Yeah.
she's just badass. It's whatever she's on the screen is all right. She's gonna do some badass shit.
Yeah.
Outside of your character, which character are you excited most to see during the season?
Azula. Lizzie is absolutely wonderful. And I've gotten like glimpses on set here and there. She like transforms into her, not just like the whole outfit and everything, but I think like to see like the young Azula, like where the knowing where she's gonna get to eventually, the craziness and everything, like that's gonna be really fun. So Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Azula, like, she's crazy
Zoot.
her too.
I
And
know.
she's another. I love how Avatar like have badass women.
Just badass women everywhere.
Like, no matter who it is, it's just bad. Like, all the characters, all the women characters, just badass. Like, no matter, like, wherever you like, just have badass. Get Toph,
Yeah.
Katara,
No,
like,
I was like, everyone, like, it's just
everyone. Yeah,
big
there's not. I don't think there's
butts.
like a badass woman if there's not a badass woman. I can't even think of one that's not. Oh,
Ooh.
yeah, everyone is badass in that show. That's
Yeah.
really dope. I really didn't even think about
Yeah.
that.
Yeah.
What pack do you hope that Suki makes, like, for fans? Like, what can fans expect to see from Suki?
What kind of sorry, rephrase it real
But
quick.
what can what should fans expect from Suki?
The same badassery and fierceness and amazing stunt, like action scenes. A lot of heart that she brings in. I think the whole Suki-Sokka relationship, how she kind of guides him to realize that it's not about the powers that you have. And I think that really sets Sokka off on his journey. I think that will be exciting. And what else do they expect? Really dope makeup. I mean, you guys have seen photos of it, but like I was in that chair for so long. So the makeup team and the wardrobe team did an amazing job. Like the whole like costume is like I was saying at the premiere, like seven different layers it felt like, because it was like leather and heavy, and then I had to fight in that. It made me feel so cool. So I hope, you know, like for girls around the world, like they'll be inspired to, like, you know, like be a badass. And even if it's not, you know, actually kicking butts, I think like both being strong, powerful women and like having that softness to them. Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, people love her. I hope they love her as much as I loved being her.
No, Oh, outside of Avatar, you were also in like the 2021 short film, All I Ever Wanted. How did that come about? Like, was that straight after college?
That was also after college. Yes, that was close-ish in time. It was before Avatar. Like any other audition, it's super cute, heartfelt, queer Asian American short film about two best friends, and it's based in the 90s, and it has a lot of, you know, like they would watch a rom-com like that has a lot of heterosexual couples, and it's Hugh Grant and Julia Roberts, and then you realize that you don't need a Hugh Grant. It's super cute. Like it's just, yeah, I've done a few shorts, and I've always met like the best people working on it that I hope to work with in the future. So that was a fun one because it was also part of Film Independence Project Involve. Whole thing. It's this program where they tell a lot of, you know, unique stories and of minority stories, and it's just, you know, what I'm all about. So yeah.
How was that transition from like that to Avatar? I know
Yeah, a
that's
lot.
different, but I know this is like way different, but like, how was that
I
transition?
know. I mean, that's just how it goes. Like a project comes along that you happen to be right for, right time, and I was just, you know, doing shorts and enjoying my time. I think I was like, was I still in school? I don't know. Other shorts I've done, I was still in school, like, you know, just auditioning, running to an audition. That was still when it was like in person, and then coming right back to class, and you know, and then after was definitely, yeah, it was the one where I was like, oh my gosh, it's like an actual TV show and it's on Netflix, and all the surrealness of it. Yeah, it just you there was no transition. I just went right into it. Yeah.
Okay, now I got some fun questions for you.
Okay.
One of them is like, if you could be another character in the show, what character would you want to be?
Azula. I love a villain. Like,
Get the best lines. And
yeah.
they get to act crazy, and everybody
I
just
know.
loves
Like,
them.
I
Even
can't
though
wait
they're
for
like,
that scene where she goes all bonkers and her hair's everywhere.
no one cared. Like, are we just gonna ride with her? You know. I know you just mentioned like at the premiere there's multiple people from different shows. Like, if you could be on another Netflix show, what show would you want to be on?
Another Netflix show. Let me think. Have you seen The Brother's Son?
I've seen
It's
that.
a really dope Taiwanese gangster. I think that one's gonna have some really dope people later on, if, especially the fight stuff. I feel like it's right up Suki's alley, so that would be cool.
All
Yeah.
right, if you could pick any anime character to join the like Avatar family, like who would you want to have in there? Like any animated character?
Any anime character. I'm not like a huge anime person, but let me
Why
think.
could you be anime like Scooby-Doo, like anime?
Oh, okay.
It could be anybody, like something like that,
Let me think. Have
like
you seen, this is
Jimmy
so
Neutron.
specific. I don't know why it's in my head right now. Have you seen Pippi Longstockings? It's a
I have
very
not.
European. Okay. She's this girl that wears like mismatched clothes and has superpower strength, kind of like Toph, actually. Like, I feel like they would really get along, and she's like sarcastic and she's all like, yeah, like, I can see her in there. Like, they're very different styles, but I think that'd be silly.
Okay, I got another one for you. I'll put you on the spot. Who do you like more, Appa or Momo?
Everyone says Appa and he's fluffy, but think about it like logistically. He's gonna be hard to carry around and hide from people. So Momo, because I think he's like a cute little thing on your shoulder, and if he needs to hide somewhere, he can hide somewhere, you know? There
Okay,
we
I'm glad Momo is finally getting some love.
go.
Appa,
What about you? Are you more Appa?
yeah, he's flying.
Appa, yeah.
Oh,
He's
Appa.
so fluffy.
He's funny. He's gonna, that's a lot of work, but it's worth
It's worth it. You just like tell him to fly off somewhere else.
it. So we got to find him some food, but it's all gonna be worth it.
Yeah.
You got to go, no airports, none of that. You can just
No,
Appa,
it's
Appa.
just
Appa,
yep, get going.
Oh, do you have any like dream roles that you want to do? Like, cause I know there's like a lot of things happening in Hollywood right now. Is there like something you like, man, I really want to do that?
Nothing specific. I think for me, it's just quality projects, like keep challenging myself as an actor. I kind of just want to do everything, you know, like from the dramas, the A24s to the badass fighty stuff. I think I'm just excited to see where this takes me, you know, what's next, kind of, yeah.
Okay, so if you were like a director and a like director, writer, and if you could direct, write, and star in your own movie, what would that movie be about?
I like write and star in my own movie. That's a good question. Well, for me, I think a big reason why I got into acting is because I felt like growing up in Beijing and being mixed, I didn't see a lot of like mixed people on the screen. And I think that like that was a worry my parents had. They were like, oh, usually they want someone who's full Asian or full white. And like coming to the US, I was like, oh my gosh, there's so many mixed people here. So I think exploring that kind of biracial identity, kind of like being comfortable in the middle place, and you know, I'm a big advocate for mental health. I feel like I do want to do something that kind of delves deeper into like having anxiety and depression and all that, and I think it's just like something that speaks to my heart, and yeah, I don't know. Hopefully I'll get to create something myself one day. Maybe write something and be in it, so
Oh,
that'd
that
be dope.
sounds like an interesting like drama, maybe romance type of
Yeah,
thing. That could be
romance, you know, like
one of
yeah.
those two. That fits like it fits in one of those two. That
Yeah, I'm one of my favorite shows, Normal People. I feel like that is right up the alley of the type of stuff I want to create, just like grounded things that you watch and feel like your heart is just pouring out from it. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time out speaking with me today. I can't wait till the 22nd, like everybody else. Everybody's gonna be super excited. Can't wait to see you
Thank you, Wayne. I know, me too. I cannot believe it's coming out. Like, yeah, it's exciting.